producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Julia Turianski joins us at the bottom of the hour. She's a very popular online liberty-based activist promoting Bitcoin and bringing down the private Federal Reserve. She'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Spend a couple segments with us. She'll look back at Bilderberg that she covered with us as well this year. We have the award-winning filmmaker Joel Gilbert. His new film hits theaters this weekend. There's No Place Like Utopia, exposing what really happens in the economy under socialism and under globalism. And then we have William Binney for a full hour, and he'll take calls the second half of that hour. You can also send your questions, tweet your questions at Real Alex Jones, and we'll ask some of those questions as well. That we'll put out an official hashtag or however that works so they can print off the questions for me, and we can throw some of those at William Binney, top NSA whistleblower as well. Will be joining us and taking your questions in both phone calls and, again, tweet questions in the third hour today. So that's all coming up. Now, I want to just, again, illustrate how disinformation works. And even most politicians don't know this. Like, low-level politicians are just people that believe the system's baloney and parrot it. Mid-level and high-level know how things really work. Our job is to decompartmentalize and show everybody the overall rabbit trick. More Senate Democrats urge Obama to delay immigration order. Top Democrats are... In fact, more top Democrats are pressing President Barack Obama to slow down on immigration reform. You mean totally wide open borders? Further diminishing the chances that he will take sweeping administrative action before Election Day. Senator Bill Nelson, Democrat, Florida, wants Obama to wait until November. Senator Al Franken, what a joke, of Minnesota, said he has concerns about executive action. Well, it's totally illegal. It should be because of that. Senator Angus King, independent of Maine, who caucus with Democrats, said it would be a mistake. They say wait until they've won the Senate election coming up. The Republican leadership wants this as well. They helped write this. This is the North American Union. It's the end of Canadian and Mexican sovereignty. And it's the poorest people coming up here, getting on welfare and further bankrupting things. And I don't dislike them individually. You know, I don't dislike water, as I've said, but if you're submerged under it, you'll drown. Or if it's being fired out of a water hose, the strip mine, you know, can cut you in half. And it's just a giant flood of people who will then just be brainwashed into literal global bots, Obama bots, socialist bots, turning your gun bots. And that's what they're doing. And that's the plan. The Democrats, James O'Keefe got the video. In the battleground Texas, where they're in person after person going, ha-ha, we're going to bring in all the illegals and vote and take all the guns and get you Texans. They don't care how many of you want to be pro-gun if you're a Texan who's black or Hispanic or white. They're going to bring in people to get a paycheck from the government, and they're going to vote, and they're going to send police and take your guns like New York and California. Done. They did it in California. They're going to do it here. They're going to take your private property. They're going to raise your taxes. They're not going to stop unless we stop them. That's why I get so animated now, is because it's all breaking loose and it's just gotten started. It's just now beginning. Do you understand that? This is not a game. It's not a joke. It's real, 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 real. And people, again, get obsessed about football and their team winning. I'm obsessed with not being totally chumped, totally punked, totally gamed, totally manipulated, and just watching the country destroyed by the globalists like they've done so many others. Like, I hate watching them overthrow Ukraine. I hate watching them overthrow Syria and Iraq. I hate watching them turn Al-Qaeda loose. It's like watching people get mugged and killed and you can't do anything. And then I'm next. You're next. No. No. Good people got to wake up, get together, and take the world back. We'll be right back from...
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Everybody knows that I'm a libertarian constitutionalist who listens to this broadcast. When I was critical of Bush and the police state that the Democrats were part of with the Patriot Act, I said it would be targeted on the American people. I said it would be targeted on the libertarian movement. And now they admit Homeland Security under Obama, its main focus is domestic, returning veterans, gun owners, you name it. I've not been an Islamophobe. I don't hate people that are Muslims. I went to college and high school with Muslim folks that were friends, nice people. I was against both Iraq wars. You don't have Saudi Arabia involved in 9/11 and then we attack Iraq. That said, ISIS is a real threat. ISIS has been funded by NATO and Obama in Libya, in Syria, in Iraq. That's all admitted now. They've been given Stinger missiles. That was what Benghazi was about. Colonel Schaefer's on next week. We said that days after it happened. It's now been admitted. Top generals have gone on Fox News and said, no, we gave the missiles to them. But they're a real terror group. Just because the West and criminal elements of our government are working with them doesn't mean they control them. And they are now in Juarez, across from El Paso, inside Homeland Security memos. These were not publicly put out in fake terror alerts for election time. We've got people in the general's office at Fort Bliss. We've got more than that. CIA, you name it. The people that have been leaked info before, the system doesn't lie. saying there are ISIS groups forming inside Mexico right now, and that's in the news today. ABC News reports, NBC News reports. Texas sheriff says ISIS cells are operating in Juarez, Mexico, and he's ready for them. He was given this in a briefing, online briefing with the feds. Now, whether it's real or not, they're getting us ready for a terror attack that will be used to take our liberties. That's why we sent Joe Biggs down to the border to dress up like a jihadi with an ISIS flag and do a simulated beheading in the park on the Mexico side, inside El Paso, on the edge of town, by the big Mexican flag. Man crosses U.S. border, dresses ISIS terrorist, simulates beheading. Stunt took place in the exact spot where feds say ISIS terror attack is imminent on or before September 11th. Now we also have done the Obama ISIS bucket challenge. That video is up on the site going viral. To try to hijack that meme to point out our borders wide open. This is the collapse of the country, the end of our sovereignty, and they've got domestic police state going on against the Tea Party, the IRS going after the veterans groups, libertarian groups, conservative groups, Christian groups, pro-life groups. So we're down there pointing out that they have no security where we need it, and then meanwhile the TSA is literally checking babies' diapers and putting us in naked body scanners to train us how to be prisoners, to train us to be under state control, to end our free society. But I see a minority of the commenters going, Alex, you're with the feds promoting a terror threat. You know, there's no such thing as Islamic extremism, blah, blah, blah. No, there are real Muslim terrorists out there, okay? That's a fact. The government lets them attack, funds them, sometimes totally stages it to be able to take our freedoms. We're pointing the whole thing out preemptively so that if there is an attack, everybody knows they left the border wide open. That's what we're doing. And it's got the trolls hopping mad. I've never supported military action against Serbia or any of these countries. I support Rand Paul saying we got to bomb ISIS right now because they are killing Christians and innocents everywhere. They're taking over. The problem is our government helped set them up to begin with. That's why Obama won't really bomb them. He'll have two or three flights, sorties a day that bomb an old truck or something. Because it's such a PR disaster for them, they're trying to change the name from Al-Qaeda in Iraq to ISIS. Now I'm done. Joel Gilbert joins us. He's got There's No Place Like Utopia. The trailer's up on Infowars.com. And we're going to show some of the trailer while he's talking. And then when he leaves us, we'll also show it. I have no stake in this trailer, in this film. I intend to sell it on DVD when it comes out. He's an excellent filmmaker. He exposed the origins, the true origins of Obama like nobody else. He's an original researcher. Dr. Jerome Corsi and others are in the film. And it needs to get sold out in the cities it opens in so that other theaters will then pick it up so that we can expose what collectivism does. That's why I have activists and filmmakers on and don't just promote ourselves. I didn't sell or plug one thing last hour, even though that's how we fund ourselves, InfoWarsStore.com, PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. But I'm having somebody on. I'm not saying I'm some great guy. We do this because we're all in this together. They're scared of these films. They arrested Dinesh D'Souza because they were scared of his films. They've indicted and arrested Rick Perry because they're scared of him. Not that he's perfect, but at least he's trying to secure the border. I've been a big critic of Perry. The point is they're coming after everybody, folks, because we do have a shot. There is a purge going on. There is an attempt to end talk radio's freedom. There is an attempt to come in with internet censorship. Now let's go to Joel Gilbert joining us, the filmmaker with There's No Place Like Utopia. Joel, so much is going on right now. Tell us about where the film's opening, what's going on with that, but then your take on our government openly funding ISIS, the craziness that's going on. I mean, it's just getting so bizarre right now.
Well, unfortunately, it's all quite predictable. I'll tell you first, There's No Place Like Utopia. We opened in Denver a month ago, sold out everything. Now we're in three theaters in the Houston area. Anybody can please come out this weekend on Fandango. You can get tickets in advance. What we're seeing playing out is the socialist Marxist ideology that has permeated and taken over the Democrat Party over the past 20, 30 years. And this is covered and There's No Place Like Utopia. And most people don't realize that the Democrat Party, even well-meaning liberals, don't accept or understand it's been taken over by these radicals. And today it is a radical socialist party. Now, the Marxists and Islamists have been natural allies for the past 60, 70 years.
Absolutely. I have Democrats and ISIS people constantly threatening us now, saying, how dare you not love ISIS? I mean, this is crazy.
Well, let me tell you what they have in common. Both of them are universalist movements. Both Islam and Marxism believe that one day the entire world will be Marxist or Islamist. Marxists believe that they can create a utopia here on Earth, paradise on Earth, with the leader of the socialist paradise, the God on Earth. The only difference is that Islamists are a little more patient. They want to create and go to paradise in the next world. But in the meantime, they're allies because they both view Western capitalism, Western free market system, free speech, as the number one obstacle to their taking power. And therefore, they are together in targeting free speech, free markets, because they know if they can defeat it, it'll be their path to taking power.
Well, I'll say this. I'm all for free speech, and I'm not what they call an Islamophobe. But our government's working with the radical Muslims that are bullying and killing the non-radical Muslims. You're not allowed to criticize Islam in England. You get arrested or you get banned from flying in. They are now banning mainline people from England who just mildly criticize radical Islam, while they let radical Islamists be on TV calling for blowing up government buildings. So clearly, the socialist government in England has totally teamed up with the Islamists. It really has happened.
Right. What they've done essentially is they use Soviet-era censorship. Sometimes we call it political correctness, but it really is getting to a level of Soviet censorship to prevent people from opposing them. This is the vision of utopia on Earth, where everyone thinks the same, looks the same, lives the same. Essentially, we're all animals in a cage, and they have a police force which forces people to go to work, because otherwise no one will work. And they use Soviet-style disinformation. There's no question that all we get out of the White House is disinformation from the Soviet era. And unemployment, 6%. Anybody believe that? Unaccompanied minors coming over the border, all a big lie. Everything coming out of the White House is a lie. And what we defeated in the Soviet system, unfortunately, today in America, it exists.
Continue breaking that down.
Well, Obama took power in the classical socialist Marxist methodology. He said that he was going to cut the deficit in half. He's going to bring people together. Most transparent government in history. He took power with the big lie. He also lied about who he was. So I've chronicled that his real father, of course, was the Soviet agent and communist propagandist Frank Marshall Davis, the man who indoctrinated him, and he admits raised him into this Marxist ideology.
Stayed with him on the summers. There's photos of his mother on the couch with him. I mean, it really is. Looks just, it is his dad.
He lied about the biology, that's bad enough, but he did so to hide the fact that he was indoctrinated by Davis into this radical Marxist anti-white ideology. Everything Obama has done is to hide his connection to Davis because it would reveal an agenda that is unacceptable to the American people. So just like Fidel Castro said, we've got Castro on tape. I believe in representative democracy. Even Adolf Hitler, he became a big Democrat. Once these guys take power, they pursue the original agenda and then they use the tools of state, like the IRS. There is no IRS targeting scandal. It's the White House, Democrat Party targeting scandal. They use the tools of state to disenfranchise and suppress any opposition to keep a permanent hold on power.
And notice they never get in trouble now. They just get away with everything.
Oh, yeah, because they got away with Fast and Furious. They just try the next thing. They get away with Benghazi. They get away with the IRS targeting. There's been no real force to push back and stop them. There's no reason for them not to do the next outrage because there's no opposition, unfortunately.
Have you run into censorship with your film? Because usually when a film starts selling out in theaters, it gets picked up more places. How do we get your film everywhere?
Well, the censorship I've run into is, of course, I've had the IRS send me a letter about once a week for the past 2 years demanding something, and I've just been beating them back. I take it almost as a comedy routine. I haven't paid them a dime, but they're always after me. Of course, we've been denied advertising time in Denver and in places in Houston. Mostly NBC affiliates won't take our money.
Wow.
And that's been chronicled in WorldNet Daily. And you know, we're just going to keep pushing forward. The way to get people out on the website, there's no place like utopia.com. You can hit the theaters link, and if you click on the link, bring There's No Place Like Utopia to my town, that really helps us when we expand. We send that out to all the
people. Absolutely. I mean, think about how far gone our country is, that you're being censored everywhere, and you can't even advertise your film. I mean, this is, our country is already so far down the rat hole. Don't take this show for granted, folks. We might not be here tomorrow.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural, and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
For all our loyal listeners, Gulf and Soap Company is proud to offer a month-long Labor Day sale. Get the Superstar 1200 Collection, 65 pounds of bars, laundry, dish soap, and shampoo. Ship freight-free to the lower 48 at 5starsoap.com. Or enter to win the same Superstar 1200 Collection at GCNLive.com. The Superstar 1200 Collection is estimated to last up to 2 years and save up to $1,000. Sale and contest ends September 30th. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
A decade ago, people would have been up in arms over the news media, the news stations refusing the advertising for a documentary film. When the ad, I've seen the ad, it's very tame. now most TV stations, radio stations, print, especially banks, won't take your business or let you operate if you have a gun shop. Even big sporting goods stores are having their accounts canceled. This is what Hitler did from 33 to 1939 before he started actually arresting people, is that they start economically doing this and censoring you. And so a microcosm of this film that Joel Gilbert's produced, there's no place like utopia.com's the website, shows how far down this totalitarian utopian hellhole we've gotten, Joel. Joel, other points about the film and where you see the world right now. Obama has like a 37% Gallup, one of the lowest ever for a president. But still, he just doesn't care. He moves forward in an authoritarian way, says he'll sign executive orders that have never been done on military, on borders, on energy. He is setting the precedent that presidents are elected dictators.
Well, Obama is a professional agitator. He was brought into Chicago by Bill Ayer's father to become a community agitator. The word organizer was just a nice way to put it. It's to rub salt in the wounds of minorities and then use their discontent to take power. That's the written ideology. That's what he's doing in the White House. Everything he's done is meant to agitate and divide the country economically and by race so they can promise people, give us the power and we'll make it right for you. I did experience going to Detroit, Southside Chicago, Newark, all these progressive cities that have been controlled by Democrats for 50, 60 years, and they've got 60% unemployment, drug culture, taxation, no jobs. These people have been regressing all these years, not progressing. But I did find some inspiration. You'll see that in the film. When you talk to these people, they're like, they want nothing to do with this progressive agenda. No amnesty for illegals, no marijuana. The most conservative people today in America, believe it or not, are black women living in these cities. They're very tough. They just need the Republicans to communicate to them and let them know that there's a choice.
Well, Joel, did you see how California now is going to give free marijuana to the homeless to basically suppress them? Again, I'm for decriminalization, but it doesn't mean that I then endorse the doper head mentality. And clearly, George Soros wants everybody smoking super high-powered weed, so they're all zombies. And when you look, how do you fix this problem?
Well,
go ahead.
A drug culture is much easier to control and enslave. The idea of, I was in Colorado and Denver, we went to some of these marijuana clinics, and these people are smoking dope on the street, driving, smoking dope, and they don't care about politics. They don't even remember what day is election day. And these people are very easy to control. So California is running amok with our, you know, Governor Moonbeam from the 70s. He's back with more of this nonsense. And it's going to take a grassroots movement in America and a Republican opposition to really draw a line in the sand.
And I want to explain why we got to take the Republicans over here briefly. After they implode Michigan, implode California, implode New York, implode Florida, the Democrats then move to constitutional states that are wealthy and successful like Texas, and they don't change. They then wreck that state. I'm living under this now. And so they've got to be stopped or they will destroy the whole country. They move like locusts from field to field.
I think they can be defeated if the Republicans make the argument, even in the inner cities, that you can choose American values, free markets, free speech, opportunity and prosperity, or you're on the progressive road to hell. If they make that argument, they win.
What do you do, though, about the Republican leadership being just as bad as the Democrats?
That's the big challenge right now. The Democrats are so bankrupt of ideas, and they're such failures and such liars that it really doesn't take much to turn it around. And we don't have, unfortunately, on the other side, a leader has not yet come forward who has the courage to tell the truth and tell it like it is to the American people.
Well, there's no doubt that socialism has collapsed Latin America, and now it's here. And I hope everyone will go see the film. I can't wait till the DVD's out. I want to sell it. How long until we're going to get a DVD release?
DVD release is December 1st, but we're going to give you probably 3 or 4 weeks in advance to sell some out. You'll even see in the film, I talked to some illegals from Guatemala, El Salvador. We said, why are you here? And they said, because socialism destroyed our country. So they're here to get away from socialism. They don't know what's in store for them, apparently.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know a lot of folks I've talked to from Latin America hate socialism, but then to get the free goodies, they'll vote for the most hardcore Democrat. It's just crazy. All right, Joel Gilbert, thank you so much. And again, people can find the film, how to get it in their local theater. There's no place like Utopia.com. Great job, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet. All right, we're going to come right back with another guest who's taking action and waking up millions. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the time. Julia Toriansky will be joining us from London via video Skype here in just a moment. If you're a radio listener, you're always welcome to go to Infowars.com/show. And you can find the free video feed and audio feeds as well as podcast right there. Or you can subscribe for 15 cents a day or less and get a yearly membership or a monthly membership for $5.95 at prisonplanet.tv. See the nightly news, all my films, special live events, and so much more. Ebooks, prisonplanet.tv. I want to hit some news before we go to her here in just a moment, and then we will break down a real Bitcoin enthusiast and expert to get her inside take on, even if you support Bitcoin or not, why it's so important and could change the world. So that's all coming up here in just a moment. For a few weeks, we've been accepting Bitcoin at InfoWarsStore.com because even the big retailers have accepted it. And even if it's a fiat crypto system, so is the globalist system. So why not have alternatives to it? So that's coming up. Briefly, please don't forget that we have developed with Dr. Group and pharmacists and other researchers true, groundbreaking nutraceutical supplements that are the Rolls Royce or Bentley of the supplement world at affordable prices. The average supplement company, dirty little secret, sells stuff for about 5 to 7 times markup. Our markup is just 100%. And we do that so we can fund our operation, but also give people really high-quality products at an affordable price. Like we sold out in 4 hours of the DNA Force. More is coming in soon. It's just so hard to get the materials. It's super strong. It's the organic forms of CoQ10 and PPQ and all the rest of it. People that know vitamins and minerals are like, whoa, this is just be $300 to $600, and it's not, so it's sold out. So we're victims of our own success. We have Super Male Vitality. That's a bunch of concentrated herbs and other extracts that get your glands to release normally and be healthy. It doesn't mimic testosterone and other things in the body like progesterone. It just gets your body to be natural and balanced. Put it to you this way. I've gone from bench pressing 250 pounds to over 300 pounds real quick doing this. So Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, available at InfoWarsLife.com. The Survival Shield X2, the only deep earth pure crystal form of this. We have videos breaking it down at InfoWarsStore.com. So folks can understand why that's so important, or InfoWarsLife.com. And I'm going to take my noontime dose. I actually forgot this morning. If you will take this every day, talk to your physician first. You know, check, because everybody's different. It's just had an incredible detoxing effect on me, giving me so much more energy. It's really been amazing. And a couple times a day, I take a dropper or two. I take more than I used to now of that, of the Super Male Vitality, and then of this special elixir that isn't out yet. We're trying to hurry production of it, but I'm always taking the stuff for months and months before it's available. We got some new products coming out soon, InfoWarsLife.com. They're going to be very popular because people use it. And then you see the reviews online, not even on our own site. We're talking 5 stars when nobody else is getting that, because this really is the big secret. And the best part is it then also funds this operation and free speech and overall liberty. A lot of people say, I will never take iodine. It tastes horrible. The stuff at the store will basically kill you, folks. You know, regular stuff you put on cuts. And then you've got the so-called nascent iodine out there that's in alcohol that tastes like rocket fuel. This is different. This is real iodine. I'm trying to explain that to people. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And that's how we fund this entire operation, is the PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, our radio sponsors, and the products that we sell, whether they're InfoWars dash cams or Molon Labe Pro Gun t-shirts or high-quality documentary films or scientific textbooks on GMO. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Julia Torianski is our guest for the rest of the hour. I appreciate her coming on with us. Then we have former number 4 at the NSA, top whistleblower, joining us, William Binney, for his third visit with the InfoWars operation to break down the latest on what he calls a total totalitarian takeover with the NSA, with private interests that are given access to the data to corner markets and control society. We'll have open phones, and also your questions sent to Real Alex Jones will be brought up to him here on air. But first off, let's go to Julia. Julia, you did some reporting for us out at Bilderberg, did a great job over there in Copenhagen this year. So much is happening. Before we get into Bitcoin, you're traveling the world right now. Give us your take on what's happening with Russia and Ukraine, ISIS, Obama acting as a dictator, the Federal Reserve. It's such a crazy time to be alive. And you believe things like Bitcoin are financial revolutions that could unseat the New World Order and make it as obsolete as a buggy whip when automobiles came in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on.
Well, I guess a point that I'd like to make is something I recently realized is that economics and technology is very far advanced, generationally more advanced than political thought. So what we have is we're playing this game within the current systems of politics, which haven't changed that much since politics existed. But the way that we are interacting with the Internet revolution, with the information revolution, it's really thrown us into a completely new age. And we've left politics behind. The thought has been left behind in some ways. So this is where governments become nervous about things like Bitcoin and dark web and anonymity networks. And to me, this whole geopolitical cluster of violence, it's hopefully the only way we can battle it is through means of transcending the actual framework and not participating in it. And that's why I really support Bitcoin.
I agree with you. Elaborate on that.
So, okay, you always, and a lot of people who are quite into gold, they refer to Bitcoin as being fiat, so it's not backed by anything, right? And I just want to kind of talk about this, because what's gold backed by? Well, gold has inherent value, right? That's what we say. What's inherent value? That's a very subjective thing, right?
No, I mean, I get it that technically it's encryption, it's the limited amount of it. It's that people choose to use it as a medium of exchange that you can claim Bitcoin is not truly fiat. I'm just saying that it is competing on the fiat plane with the fiat systems of the globalist.
I don't think so at all. So let me just say why I...
Sure. Go ahead and elaborate.
Yeah, so the best thing about Bitcoin, which is an application on the blockchain, so I'm just talking about the money aspect of Bitcoin, right, is it allows us to completely separate our financial interaction from the abusive systems of banking cartels and the state. So, you know, we're supposed to have a separation of the church and the state, and now it's actually very plausible for us to have the separation of money and the state. Now, wow, that means that humans worldwide, for the first time in history, have the ability to be their own bank. And with anonymity applications, we have the ability to be our own Swiss bank. So that's huge.
I agree. And now our government is mega banks who want to charge us to use our own money and have bail-ins. This is the true revolution to create our own financial systems, period, regardless of whether they be gold, silver, Bitcoin, or local currencies, state currencies. The answer is diversify how we transact, whether it be barter.
Competition is good.
Yeah.
Competition is good because the best thing will run out, and it doesn't mean it'll make everything else obsolete. There's definitely always going to be a place for precious metals. There's definitely going to be a place for cash because it's the only true, fully anonymous system of exchange. But cash can be anything. Cash doesn't have to be cash. It could be seeds or tokens. It's just the interpersonal exchange. Now, that's what's beautiful about Bitcoin as well. It's peer-to-peer. It's decentralized. It's, again, empowers us on an individual basis. And another cool thing that I've been exploring lately is, what is Bitcoin? Bitcoin is a protocol, which is just language. And language is speech. And speech is protected under the First Amendment. Getting interesting, right?
Well, the Supreme Court and others and federal regulators have basically, from what I've seen, said both that it is money, but then that it's not, that it's property, or that it's like a collectible.
Yeah, they're trying to put it into the framework of control of this. They're trying to make laws for problems that don't exist, because the state is obsessed with overreaching, almost dogmatic, religious preventative action.
Sure.
Because they want to prevent events from occurring. That, how egotistical is that?
And we can just circumnavigate them with using things like Bitcoin. And even if Bitcoin doesn't end up being, you know, one of the dominant global systems, it's on the road to that thought process and the road of breaking the monopoly of the mega banks and the state government.
It's a way out. And with anonymous applications to Bitcoin. Like this, I'm actually staying at a squat with Amir Taki, one of the leaders in the Dark Wallet project, which is a wallet that makes your transactions anonymous. So the whole there is some problems of transparency with the exchanging Bitcoin, but Dark Wallet allows a new tool to make it much more safe to exchange Bitcoin between people. So, and actually the G7 released the document listing Dark Wallet as one of the number one concerns for money laundering. So the government, you know, is very worried. They're very worried about these new systems and applications that they can't even comprehend because, like I said, economics and technology is superseding political thought and political structure on an exponential basis.
Now, expanding on Bitcoin, I know it's hard for you to believe because you're informed on it, but we have a lot of AM&FM affiliates and millions of listeners out there who might have heard the name Bitcoin, but it's very alien to them or Greek. Why don't you spend a few minutes about its basic history and what it is for people that don't know and where you believe it's going and some of the history of the attempts to suppress it or control it and where Bitcoin is right now?
Sure. So I like to make the comparison that Bitcoin is almost like an online gold. It's deflationary. It's, in my opinion, non-fiat. It's limited. And it's mined, which is kind of a funny thing, right? It's very similar to gold. And its history, you know, the creator of Bitcoin is Satoshi Nakamoto, and nobody knows who he or she or they are. And this was a very, very smart move because I'm just going to say he by default. What Satoshi did was stay anonymous, and he did it because he knew he was breaking the law by even creating a competing currency to the American government, right? That's illegal. And also, I think it was very clever because if he did pronounce himself, he would be very famous, but instead he's infamous in history. And only a few people have had interaction with him, and one of these people recently died, Mr. Finney. And interestingly enough, Satoshi was libertarian. This is assumed, but there are certain things that he did that give away what I think to be is a fact. So one of the things is in the Genesis block, which is the first block hashed in the blockchain, Satoshi put in. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, good, good, good. My screen just went dark.
I know it's so rare for me to shut up, but I'm listening.
I know it is. But so what he did is in the Genesis block, he included in the code the headline of when the banks in England had their second bailout. Interesting, right? So that's almost, he's criticizing the current banking system by including that into the very spirit of Bitcoin. So when people say it's not political, Bitcoin is incredibly political, and it's naive and silly to say that. And people who say that Bitcoin isn't political, they're being intellectually dishonest. And the mere fact that they say Bitcoin isn't political is a political statement because they want to keep it neutral, but it's not. So anyways, went off there because this is a big debate in the community. But I guess its biggest claim to fame, some of the biggest claims to fame, and when it became acknowledged by the mainstream is when it's, you know, Silk Road. I first heard about it on Silk Road. I went on this, through the Tor network, I accessed this dark trading place of drugs, etc., just because I was curious. And I saw Bitcoin, and God, I wish I bought some, but I didn't. Then, so you're already seeing this undermining of law, and law that kills people, because right now we're prosecuting Ross Ulbricht, whose mother was on your show, and she's a good friend of mine. Shout out to Lynch. You're wonderful. Keep up the good fight. We should be revering this man. We should be, and Russell Brick may not be Dread Pirate Roberts, but whoever he was, whoever starts Silk Road, we should be thanking him for saving lives. Because when you make exchange peer-to-peer, especially in a very violent market like the drug market, you take away the third violent party. So all that happens is voluntary people are exchanging goods and value without somebody with a gun or without, you know, banks laundering money for all this. He's a freaking hero. Another thing that Bitcoin got famous for is when WikiLeaks was censored by PayPal and Visa and MasterCard and all of those fantastic payment systems, so that they couldn't take donations. Bitcoin stepped up, and WikiLeaks was able to continue to have funding and exist, providing a very, very important service for globally, I would say. And even your store, Alex, imagine if, you know, I'm sure the government's not a big fan of yours, imagine if they crack down on you and they deny payment gateways like PayPal and the credit cards.
Oh, they've already tried it before, and I've had to threaten to sue people. I've been denied to sell Obama deception on Google shopping cart. And we're just constantly censored. It's just what they do. Because you know, but ISIS is allowed to use Twitter and Facebook, but we get censored.
Right. But now you don't have to worry about it, because if they ever succeed in that, who cares? Because you can accept payment through Bitcoin. Like, who cares? This is what I'm talking about.
No, that's why we now accept Bitcoin the last 3 weeks or whatever at InfoWarsStore.com, because we understand that.
Yeah, so this is about, like, the fight. The age of barricades, physical barricades, is dead. We're not going to be fighting in the streets, you know. It's just not going to happen. It's not efficient. It's violent, and it just doesn't work. You look at history. Usually, physical revolutions don't turn out to provide us with much.
There are alternatives to physical revolutions,
exactly.
And we would rather keep it nonviolent. We will defend ourselves and have the moral high ground of being defensive, but we should aggressively pull out of the system, farmers markets, shop local, Bitcoin, gold, silver, you name it. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women, it is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Will be with us this segment, the short one after that. Then William Benny, top NSA whistleblower, joins us live. And again, you can tweet your questions at Real Alex Jones for him. And I guess the guys can grab those for me and print them off. So I'll ask four, five, six questions or more from listeners out there that tweet questions at Real Alex Jones. In fact, we'll put out some hashtag on that, or it's already been done. Some of the other news going on: F-15s escorted plane with unresponsive. Fox News Philadelphia reports F-15s escorted plane with unresponsive pilot, officials say. Two U.S. fighter jets are escorting an unresponsive small aircraft over the Atlantic Ocean, defense officials say. The U.S. Northern Command tweeted at 12:46 p.m. today that the unresponsive aircraft took off this morning from Rochester, New York, with a flight plan to Naples, Florida. Officials from NORAD said they suspect hypoxia, or no oxygen, or deprivation of oxygen may be the possible cause. It's a TMB-700 light business and utility aircraft, so it's not one of the 11 missing planes over in the Middle East that ISIS grabbed, thanks to NATO putting them in charge of Libya. Also, NASA says an asteroid will pass very close to Earth on Sunday. Well, it's government's job to keep us safe, so they need some TSA agents out there to grope the asteroid. NASA announced that a small asteroid will safely passed very close to Earth on September 7th. Why are they calling it small? It's 60 feet in size. If it actually hit the Earth, it would blow up a whole city. But interesting on that front. Okay, let's go back to our guest, Julia with BraveTheWorld.com, a Bitcoin activist who does a lot of interesting pro-Second Amendment reports, you name it. And she's getting into, you know, really a revolution against tyranny by simply going around it with our choices. 20 years ago, you couldn't find organic food on store shelves. Now it's supplanting all the GMO, and they're taking corn syrup out of everything. So, and corn syrup safe, eat it. GMO safe. Okay, well, we're not going to eat it. And see, now we're destroying them that way. This is the answer. I agree with her. Other points that are important to make.
Well, with Bitcoin and the technology behind Bitcoin, I think the term, I wouldn't use revolution, because to me revolution means that you're trying to change.
I agree. It's transcending. It's simply circumnavigating.
Yeah. It's transcending the system. It's leaving the system far behind in the dust while we're up here, and to the point of where we just don't really care what the state does because it becomes obsolete and irrelevant. That's where I want to take it. But I forgot to mention a fun point for your viewers, because I know a lot of people are very into gold that listen to you, regarding Satoshi, the creator of Bitcoin. His symbolic birthday is actually the day that Roosevelt passed the Executive Order 6102, which forbade the hoarding of gold. So I think maybe Satoshi is giving the gold bugs a shout out and the importance of having a gold-backed system.
Well, I think it's good to have a diverse system, and I haven't sold any of the gold or silver I bought 15, 16 years ago as it went up or as it went down. It's a backup. But again, diversification is the answer. And I know the elites themselves are investing heavily in new cryptocurrencies and things.
Yeah, diversify, decentralize, and disengage.
That's right. Do you think Bitcoin's going to end up supplanting the Federal Reserve System, like that Federal Reserve whistleblower said?
Again, I just think it's going to be irrelevant. It's interesting. People say, oh, Bitcoin is anonymous, it's transparent, blah, blah, blah. But that has its own applications. So imagine if politicians started to use Bitcoin and governments and banks started to use Bitcoin. Interesting. You know, everything's recorded on a public ledger. So it's the transparency is there. So it would we could see what the politician would give us an address to send our donations to, and we would see exactly what those donations are going to.
Well, I want to hear how you think the feds or the globalists might strike back against Bitcoin.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pests they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.